It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ow! Cool, boobs, awesome.
You said balls.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're in the middle of Your iPod Sucks. Uh-huh. You can play with us by guessing whose iPod it is by calling 877-365-3636. And listen up, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all part of Wednesday.
If you went to MikeO'MaraShow.com and registered, you have a chance to win a Nintendo Wii.
Whee!
Thank you, and $500. We will be announcing the winner of that Wii and $500 before 6 o'clock Eastern time, and
today,
maybe even before the end of this segment.
So stick around.
That'd our movie guy, Joe McLeod, will be coming in a little bit later. We're going to play the iPod game right now because we're having so much fun with it. Mm-hmm. We have solved the Katie shocking problem. And the only other thing I wanted to mention was this came to me today in the mail, and I'm very excited about
it. Yes?
You should be.
Let me read it to you. It goes as follows. Have another wasabi nut. Whatever the hell, a wasabi pea.
You are a wasabi nut.
From the First Nation Church, Rob.
Ah, they're very good.
I've never worshipped there.
Be it known and proclaimed to all that Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara,
that's you,
is officially licensed by the First Nation Church as a lawfully and legally ordained minister.
Say hallelujah. My God.
Hallelujah. And efficient for all rights and shall be afforded all respect, honors, and privileges of this duty. License number.
You said I won't duty.
Give it. So but, now you can counsel and you can marry people.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I can.
So if I decide to jump back on that wagon, Mike.
I'm there for you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Just book the Dandy and me. You know, you go on that cruise ship and we'll be having a good
have
old
you,
time.
Have you contacted the Dandy yet to work up a deal?
No, but this really, I am renting a boat when I go up to Maine. So if I, bump into anybody like in Bar Harbor, I'll say, hey, how are you?
So
you
know, want to
go
you?
For a little spin around the island? Here's my, I have a card, too.
Well, you know what? The Dandy won't let you do it because the captain would do it on the Dandy.
Not if I was there, because I'm an official ordained minister.
That's true.
Captain Minister O'Meara.
Reverend Mike.
This comes respectfully from Stephen W. Van Summeren.
Sure it does.
First Nation Church. Chief of Administration.
And that's appropriate because you're summering in Maine.
Good job, got like Chief. It looks like a diploma. I can put it on my wall. But the best part is, where's this thing?
The wall of your bedroom.
This is my bedroom.
You can hang it in your locker, Mike.
This is the greatest thing. Because for the car.
Yes.
Here's it for the
car.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Free parking.
Clergy official business.
Free parking.
You can park next door.
Now, I
can park in the handicap space now.
I'm very excited
about
it.
No, but that would be great in hospitals because they do have clergy spots in hospitals.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
people go to hospitals to die, so the priest has to come.
And detox.
Though. I'll have to get a little sick. All right, let's go play Your iPod Sucks,
let's
Rob.
Let's go.
Going back down the line here, let's who's been waiting the longest here? Yeah, this guy's been on the line for a while. Tyler.
What a scam that is.
How are you, Tyler?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Ready to play the iPod game?
I can't wait.
Okay. You just wait till we have our little debate, and then you pick who it is. And, Rob, let's move on down the line and play our next. You didn't get shocked, did you?
No.
Next iPod selection. Your iPod sucks.
That soon.
Didn't take long. Retirement.
I'm sorry. I hate being the early bird on that, but I hated that.
I understand.
It's such a catchy song.
It sounded like Brady's.
Yeah,
sounded like
a
Brady.
Or do the Brady's sound like Herman's Hermits?
Or exactly, Herman's Hermits or Partridge Family
Peter
or something
Noon.
Like that.
The Archies, don't forget that.
All I know one thing for sure. I thought it sucked. Tyler, would you like to guess whose iPod it is?
I'm going to say maybe Buzz.
Buzz Burbank is the guess, and now Rob Spiewak with the big reveal.
Why did you think Buzz?
Just something about it said Buzz.
Because you're right!
Hey! Nice job, Tyler. Oh.
So Buzz is the old queen.
Another winner.
Good job. All right, we're going to put you on hold and a prize for you, Tyler. I'll give you a T-shirt. Let's go up to Lincoln, Nebraska right now. And is your name Reve?
Yes.
What an interesting name. What kind of name is Reve?
I have no idea.
That's good.
That's a very interesting.
But you have a name.
You have
no
idea.
You don't know the origin of your own name.
Are you a mysterious visitor from the south?
Your mom. You were starting to explain, Reve.
My mom had said something. It was about French or something. I'm not sure.
Are you sure it's not Pig Latin?
I don't know.
Reve sounds like Pig Latin.
How could you care?
Well, that would mean his name would.
How can you not care?
I don't know. I just don't really care.
But how old are you, son?
13.
13.
13. But
too young.
You care about the iPod game, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I'm
not really
so
sure.
I'll try to figure it out and call
your
back
call
in a few
sucks.
Years.
When you're surfing.
Adios.
Tori, you're next online. How you doing, Tori?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, you're an honorary buzz babe, I see.
Tori from California.
All right, let's go for it. Tori.
Hi.
Pay attention, Tori. What's going on there? You got to focus on the
sorry,
show.
I was at work. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy 4th of July and hope you guys have a good vacation.
Oh, okay, nice. Very nice. Do you want to play the Buzz iPod game?
Sure, I guess.
Oh, well, you were just saying happy 4th of July?
Yeah, I don't want anything from you guys. I just wanted to say happy 4th of July and have a good vacation. I know you guys are leaving. And I had another big favor to ask. And I
oh, of course. You don't want anything for us except for the favor, so go ahead.
I just want the airtime. That's
okay, let's go to Dale in Reno.
I think we lost the call.
So I don't know what happened. It's the electrical charge.
Just like
me,
Dick Morris.
Static.
I won't play the iPod game.
Yeah, iPod game.
Dale in Reno, are you going to play the game with us now?
Absolutely.
All right, stay on the line. Our next iPod selection from Rob Spiewak. Maestro, hit it. Crank it.
What's going on this side?
Hey, what's going on this side?
Now, are you shaking your head? You can do it, too.
No, I'm digging it.
I'm digging it, too. Nobody wants to. Do you want? You got to jump in.
Your iPod sucks.
Oh, no.
Them's fighting words
gotta
and
take
fair
a
facts.
Cattle prod to buzz his ass to get him to say it when he doesn't like. You hated it from the beginning, didn't you?
I wasn't fond of it, no.
You should jump right in, then.
I was waiting for the
Skinner,
hook.
Buzz.
It's Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, well, that explains
Lynyrd.
It.
One of the greatest lines in any rock song. Seems that one of the crew had a go with one of the guests. God, you got to like that.
It's no Freebird, is it?
Okay, Dale in Reno, whose iPod is it?
I'm going to guess it's Mr. Spiewak.
Is it Rob Spiewak's iPod, Rob?
Joe Spiewak belongs to this iPod.
Joe Spiewak. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Thanks for playing the game, Dale.
Thanks.
Let's go Leesburg, Virginia. Mark, you're on
great
the air.
Town.
How are you, Mark?
You know, if I said that sucks, but I'm all right.
I might burst into flames, being from Fairfax.
What?
I think he's done, Mike. Go ahead.
I don't understand.
See, Joe, when I go to the caller, and then I say, hi, who's this? And then you started talking, you see.
I know. I have to
you do a show on the weekend, don't you?
Yeah,
you do. Yes, very good. Thanks so much for playing.
9 to 11 Saturday night.
Very good. Will you talk Joe at Radio. The same time as everybody's talking when you're doing your show on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Very good. Mark, you ready to play the game?
Yeah, is it me?
It's you.
Jesus.
All right, Rob, play another selection. Here we go.
I'm not speaking up.
Don't do it, Mike.
I'm not going to do it.
That's blaspheme.
I'm not going to do it.
Latest plan. I think we're all going to let it coast.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I'm letting it coast, because I've never heard it before.
Oh, you've heard this?
No, I have not heard this particular Elvis song.
Wow. Number one hit.
I'm 12 and I've heard it.
No, I don't remember this one.
And Marie's the name.
Everybody digging it?
Latest flame.
That's the second one we've all dug. All right, we're going to go to you, Mark. Who do you think it is?
I think it's Rob, because he's singing along with it.
Yeah, he's selling
so
it, too.
Buzz.
Rob, let's say it might not be, though. We have Elvis fans all around us. Rob, whose iPod is it?
It's the Buzzards.
It's Buzzards. Oh, I'm sorry, and that's for you, Mark. You didn't get that one right.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing the game. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You ready to play your iPod sucks?
Yes, I do.
All right. Very good. Our next selection. Here we go. Your iPod sucks.
Oh, how dare you.
God, I don't even know. I just want to get that. It was just
soft,
too mellow.
Soft
too
start. Wasn't
dead.
It?
Tired. Whatever. What was the? Anybody know the song in here? Anybody
sounds
know?
Like another
it's,
Elvis.
No, it's Otis Redding.
It's Otis Redding.
Was it Otis Redding? Yeah. Okay, look at me like I'm a moron. I'm sorry.
Katie's
looking at me. That's Otis Redding. What's wrong with you? Do you like that song?
I do.
Okay, I thought it sucked. Tim, would you like to guess whose iPod it is?
All five of you.
It's our community iPod.
Tim, you can only pick one.
Let's go with
Rob Spiewak.
Whose iPod is it?
Have a seat, sir. I've Been Loving You Too Long by Otis Redding on Katie's iPod. Oh,
Katie's Katie. iPod. Yeah. Sorry about
that.
All right, thanks a lot. You too.
You too.
Katie, I'm very sorry. Now I know you're
And
you
I'd like to register a formal complaint. I mean, that's Otis Redding, Mike.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. Okay.
I'd like to register a formal complaint against that man operating because he clipped off the beginning of the song.
It did sound clipped.
It was clipped. I'm doing the best I can with the outmoded equipment.
Katie, I would tell you this. I've played many, many different games with him both on the air and off, and he has been known to doctor things.
I prefer the off-the-air games, Mike.
Yes.
Are you strip life.
Strip life. It was strip mousetrap.
That's what I said.
We found the funny. Okay, let's go to Adrian in New Mexico. Adrian, you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Okay, our next selection. Rob, hit it, please. Did we have this before?
Not had this.
All right.
Hello?
Hang on. Stay on, Adrian.
Oh. Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was played or not.
All right. No, keep quiet, me. Please. Mumbles.
All right, fellas. Let's go.
Anybody jumping in?
I can on this one. I like this song too much.
I like
much.
It too much.
All right, that's it. Nobody volunteered. Everybody liked that one. How about that? All right, it's your chance.
Boy,
to
that
guess
must
now.
Feel good for the person who owns this iPod.
Adrian, would you like to guess whose iPod that is?
I'm guessing Mike.
Mike's. Rob, please reveal whose iPod is it.
Why, it belongs to Mike O'Mara.
Yes, sir.
Another winner.
Congratulations, Adrian. You get the T-shirt. Way to go, man.
All right, thanks, sir.
Thanks a lot. We'll put you on hold, and we got time for a few more here. Let's go to Jason in Sacramento, then we have to bring
Jason.
Joe McLeod in. Jason, you're on the air. You ready to play the game?
This is Jason.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Rob. Our next selection, please.
There was a nice song in that picture. I think I was nominated for a star as well.
It's old Queen Central, whatever it is. We've got it here at the studio. We have it narrowed down to two.
Your iPod sucks.
Yeah. Oh no,
Judy Garland, ladies and gentlemen,
that sucks.
Oh my God.
That totally sucks.
Ooh.
Oh wow,
we're gonna need air.
Wait, we lost our caller there.
I'd
hold
like
on.
To guess that it let's, might not be mine.
Let's go to Brian in Kansas.
Brian, would you like to hear some more of the song so you can guess whose iPod
that's okay,
it's from?
Well,
yes. First of all, Pastor O'Mara, congratulations on not having to pay income tax anymore.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thank you. Brian, did you hear that last little section there?
Yeah, Judy Garland, due to Rob's thespian roots, would it be Rob's iPod?
All right, that's Rob is the guest. Rob, reveal whose iPod is it, you son of a bitch.
It's Mike O'Mara's
that's
iPod.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold
no, it's not.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I have an explanation. You better help me on this because you know
all
the whole genesis of
okay, this. Okay, I do. I actually know how this happened.
I take it back. No. You didn't doctor your iPod.
No, listen. Listen to this.
Not very well.
I heard this song when I got my – I had satellite, and I heard Frank Sinatra sing this particular song called The One That Got Away. The
Gal That Got Away.
The Gal That Got Away.
That's not Frank.
I was looking for it, and I accidentally downloaded this one into my iPod because Frank was not available on iTunes when I was looking for him. Rob actually gave the Frank version to me for my birthday because I like this. But I stand by the fact when I say accidentally, I went to this and I hit it and I said, okay, that's not the Frank version. Then I listened to it and I bought it.
Okay.
And I stand by it. I think it's one of the most incredible performances I have ever heard by any female vocalist. And you can call me a queen all day long.
Good.
If you ever stand by that song, but I love the Frank version a lot.
If you ever want to really reaffirm your queenness,
yes.
Watch the movie A Star Is Born and watch parts of your body shrivel and fall off as you watch it.
That's my heart right
there. But what a great movie.
Thanks for joining in on that
queen.
With me. Yes.
I was laughing more at the slurred speech at the beginning.
Yes. You know what's amazing is
so it's live.
You've It's a live version. And it was the only, I couldn't find that song with Frank Sinatra. I didn't know where the hell it was. But she gets on and you hear her going, this is, yeah. And then all of a sudden she starts singing and she's completely lucid. Wow. And I turn gay.
Your iPod sucks.
All right, let's.
One more, or Joe McLeod?
Let's bring Joe McLeod.
I will see you in church this Sunday.
Thank you. Yes. Look forward to it. Thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate that. Let's, Joe, let move out of the way and bring the other Joe.
We're going to move out one Joe and move another Joe in.
Let's bring Joe McLeod in from the Baltimore City paper.
And here he comes.
McLeod!
Ladies and gentlemen, George Carlin.
Oh, I love his look. Look at this guy. He looks so cool.
George Carlin lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have gifts, Joe? What is this
here, brother? A poker cloth.
Let me see. Cloth. Oh, yeah. This is for
It's a blackjack cloth.
Oh, blackjack.
Oh, awesome. We will use that. Thank you very much, Joe.
Welcome.
Welcome. Put your headphones on. Don't get electric shock from Katie's.
Hi, Joe. Nice to meet you.
And hey, how are you?
Hey.
I don't think
Rob? How you doing?
Rob, just this is our guest Joe.
Yes, it is.
Pull the microphone closer.
Okay.
I don't
have
think
they it no barber shops up there on Utah Street.
You know, Beth Ann came in.
I'm in witness protection.
Beth Ann came in and said, "You're not going to believe what this guy looks like." And I said, "I have no idea." She said, "What did you picture?" I said, "I pictured kind of an urbanite guy that might be wearing a lot of black, maybe a black T-shirt, maybe a bald
urbanite
guy." Uh-huh. And what we got here is a little bit of a little throwback. She said, yeah, "That's right, a little George Carlin, George Carlin action going on
I see
here."
It.
So, yeah.
But he got crazy eyes.
He does have crazy
eyes. I got
eyes,
the crazy eyes.
That's good. Now, here's the background on you, Joe McLeod. We had you on that first time. We said this was a great audition. You were
home
in
run.
Then
yeah,
last
first
week,
time.
Oh, man, how things change in this business.
It was great.
Sucked it.
They
last
turned
week
on you. They turned on you very,
ate
very
it
quickly.
You turned on me.
I turned on you big time. I did.
I recall being a big
show
fan.
Mm-hmm. What, Rob, you were not a big fan.
That's how I remember.
No, last week, Rob was gentle.
Supportive, I thought, yeah.
Thank you.
Rob and the callers were gentle.
Well, see, that's how Rob plays it normally. He'll be gentle like when you're on the air. And
I know. You guys got the whole good cop, bad cop, good cop.
Don't,
I mean,
well,
it's
more
like
bad cop,
to each
bad
other
cop, and pretty okay cop.
All right, here we go. Let's start the week. We've got a big holiday weekend coming up.
We
the
do
only movie that I am aware of, the Will Smith one, that seems to be getting a lot of press.
Hancock.
What is the good word on the movie Hancock?
I managed to see it.
Yay.
That's good.
It's a good start.
So nice of you to do that. I appreciate
and
that.
And it was great. It was funny, and basically Hancock, two words, alcoholic Superman.
I like
or maybe that's three words.
So he's like a derelict that drinks and he has superpowers?
He has superpowers and he's an a-hole. And nobody likes him.
Perfect.
Right.
So I like the premise.
It's a great premise.
And it pays off?
And it pays off to a point.
Mm.
I don't want to be picky, but the movie does such a great thing and then it goes down.
So it starts strong.
But there's enough from the ride up that you're going to have
one of the big knocks I heard about it is that it's only like 80 minutes long. It's a really short movie. Does that work against it? Or
no,
do you
not at
notice
all. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Here's the thing about Will Smith and
I don't like
all
long
these
movies,
action thrillers with CGI and all this stuff with Will Smith. I'm tired of him in those kind of movies.
He's great in this one, though. He dresses it down. He's like, he's not cute. He's not Will Smith. He's as far removed from Will Smith as he's ever
and
been.
And the idea of the bad guy, the guy that's not a perfect human being superhero, that premise kind of works.
I mean, we've all seen probably, you know, one of the huge gags from the movie, the commercial where he throws the whale.
Right.
But it's like, it's stuff like that all the time.
And does, like, when you say the movie takes a downturn, what is it that makes the movie take a little bit of a downturn at the end?
It becomes serious.
And
for me, that's where
preachy
kind of
serious.
No, it just kind of falls apart in the way they try to explain stuff, and it just you know. Hmm. But it's like, don't pay attention to that. Go see the movie.
How many dollars do you give it?
10. I would go 10.
Really? Wow. You give the full 10?
No, I would go the full 10. This is a summer action comedy. It's got everything you want.
Is it the movie of the summer?
It is not the movie of the summer. Batman's going to be the movie of the summer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What is there anything else out there right now?
Well, I saw. I have one more film that's opening this week. But I saw Wanted and I saw Wall-E.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys want to hear about
Wall-E. I'd like to hear about Wanted.
I'd like to hear about Wall-E because I got two kids.
Then let's do both of them. What about Wanted?
Wanted is, again, insane. Matrix, violence, bullets, you know, close-ups of things.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Angelina Jolie shows her hiney.
Mm-hmm.
So,
really?
You know, there you go.
Nice.
Okay. Sorry to spoil that for everybody.
Wow.
But
hey there. This is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Yeah, it's out there, and we all see it. And it's like major gun porn.
Right.
There are guns that are old. There are guns that are big. There are guns that shoot around corners.
Lots of shooting. I saw the bending of the bullet.
Yeah,
and I thought
like,
that looked kind of cool.
Yeah, that's like one of their little karate, kung fu, matrixy things that they do. It's like that's one of the things you learn to be in this guild of assassins.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who gets recruited by Angelina Jolie is this schlub who's got a stress disorder. He freaks out and he's taking pills, but it turns out that, you know, he may be a good assassin.
So how many dollars?
I give this one 10, too, man, because I seriously.
You're giving these 10s, God.
He's handing them out, baby.
I've seen a lot of good movies in the last week, and Wanted kicks ass.
Wow.
And you are just going to, I mean, you can't take it seriously. You're just going to be.
Are you a fan of the action-adventure genre?
I love the action-adventure genre, and a lot of people do. And I'm frequently disappointed by the action. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Katie, you're over here, yes?
I saw it with Beth Ann on Sunday. I'd give it 10, too. I thought it was great.
It was great. Right,
Beth Ann loved it. She said it was the best movie she'd seen all summer.
And if the ladies like an action-adventure movie.
And see, I like any excuse to go see a movie with Angelina Jolie. Agreed. I just think she's still amazingly hot. And then WALL-E is the robot movie?
WALL-E is the robot movie. If you hate animated movies, if you do not like cartoons, this is a great movie anyway.
Really?
You are gonna like this movie.
Where
is
it on
movie.
The Toy Story scale? Is it as good as Toy Story type of thing?
Well, Toy Story is all wacky characters and stuff, and this kind of goes in a different direction because it's actually, I mean, it's got everything. It's got drama. It's got comedy. It's got action. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's robots.
A good movie, then.
It's a great movie. I got a little misty, I got to tell you. I'm not
cool.
Lie,
oh, so it gets you a little choked up at the end of it.
It gets you a little choked up.
I'm Wayne LaPierre.
How many dollars you give this one?
Ten?
Wow.
And,
no, but here's $30. Jesus Christ.
WALL-E, I would go see it again right now.
I'm going to be
right
broke.
Now,
so out of Wanted and Hancock and WALL-E, WALL-E would be your favorite out of the three?
WALL-E is my favorite. I would. Your kids are going to love it.
Everybody loves it. Right? That is a really good heads up because, I mean, for this particular weekend when everybody's going to have their kids around and the parents are going to enjoy it too, that's a good round.
One of the biggest movie weekends of the year. Awesome. You can probably skip a crowd if you go see WALL-E because everyone's going to want to see the Will Smith movie.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, this is the audience testimonial to this movie. I'm in a preview screening and there's ass dad with his kid. He's got the kid on his lap.
The correct phrase is ass father.
Ass father.
Ass
father is there with his child who's 6, maybe 7. Yeah. The kid is talking full voice.
In a screening?
And responding to the kid in full voice. Oh. They're having a conversation through half the movie. But you know what?
For people that don't know, these screenings can be two things. They can be legitimate press going in to see these movies in advance, and then you get the people that said, hey, I can't go to my screening. Here's my pass, and they give it to somebody like this.
Right. Yeah, and this is like, and this was also probably like some promotion, so there were a bunch of people there. But it's there are a lot of people there who are trying to pay attention. But
Even with that,
the movie got to them, and they shut up.
Well, that's good.
They talk constantly. And
good. So that's $3. You doled out $30 this weekend.
And you know what? I'm getting ready to throw another $10 down on Gonzo, which is a documentary about Hunter S. Thompson. Stay with me.
Who does this star?
It's a documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary, so it's just about his
life. It's all about Hunter S. Thompson. It's 2 hours long. It's a long movie. But if you're not sure who to vote for this year, if you're not sure if you're going to vote for John McCain or Barry Obama, go see this movie and you'll get a good idea. Hunter
Barry
Thompson,
Obama.
Yeah. That's a good way to not call
Barry
him.
Obama.
That's a good way to
Barry
not.
Americanized.
I'm trying to think
Barry.
Of Barry Obama.
Barry-o.
Barry Obama. Barry, no, I'm not sure. Does anybody get the joke?
Nothing.
Barry, short for Barack.
Barack. Barry Obama. Yeah. You're Americanizing him.
Yeah, he's a regular guy.
Okay, I didn't get it. But I liked it. You know what? But not bad at all. Yeah. Liked it quite a bit. Good job, Joe McLeod. That was fine. That's $30 he doled out. You got
40.
$40 if you want to go see. Well, that's for the drug addicts. I want to go see the Hunter Thompson movie.
No, man. It's a great movie.
Man.
You're the only one that perked up.
I'm going, man.
That's Hancock and also
WALL-E.
And Wanted. Three good movies to go see. Thank you very much, Joe McLeod. That was great. You live to review another day on the Michael Mary Show.
Thank you.
Good job, Joe. We'll come back with our final segment of iPods right after these messages.
It's the Michael Mary Show.